Hello, everyone. It's Burgess Power Hour, and it is July. Oh, my goodness. And we're going to be a chock full tonight of bubble talk for relationships. What's in your bubble? So that is our topic for tonight about relationships and what's hidden inside of that little subconscious of ours or that big subconscious of ours. I welcome all of you on the call. We have people from all around the country, and I haven't heard from anybody from Canada, Malaysia, or Australia, or my other peeps that I have around the world, but I know they're going to be on the listening to the recording. And those of you who are listening to the recording, welcome. Those of you who are on the call tonight live, you're in for a treat. As you know, for most of you who have listened to me before, I would love for you to be able to get a piece of paper and something to write with. If you're driving, maybe not so much, but you can listen to the recording and be able to hear and go back and listen to it and work through a lot of these processes that we're going to do together tonight. So I love to hear from you and to help you process anything you want to process through about relationships, and tonight is going to be the night to do it. And just so you know, I'm sitting here I don't even know where I am today. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, and I am about to do a dress rehearsal tonight for a show that I'm in with my son starting tomorrow's opening night. So they are holding the curtain for me tonight so that I can talk with you guys, because I did not want to miss this for the world. So I'm here with you, and we're going to be chocked full. So go ahead, get your pen and paper, and those of you who just joined us on the call, remember to mute yourself, especially if you have background noise, and get a piece of paper and pencil or however you write things, because we're going to do some digging and do a couple of processes around bubble talk relationships. And those of you who have never heard me before, just to give you some background about what bubble talk is, it's that subconscious thought that keeps you from getting what you want. It's like when you look at those cartoon characters and they have a bubble above their head, and that bubble above their head is what they're thinking. You know, you've seen those little bubbles. And so they may be saying one thing, but they're thinking something else. And I call that the bubble talk. So what we're going to do is find out what's inside your bubble or your subconscious thoughts, because if your conscious thoughts and your subconscious thoughts are not aligned, then it's going to be a little bit more of a challenge for you to create the kind of relationships that you want to have in your life. So what we're going to do is dig around in there with a stick in that subconscious bubble talk part and see what's in there, what's in your bubble. So that if it's serving you, that's awesome. You keep it. If it's not serving you, then now you can identify what that is and then shift it to something else. Because, hey, if you can shift it from a conscious level, then that's the key right there. Because sometimes I know many of us do affirmations, or we try to do all kinds of things, take classes and seminars, read books, do it, you know, try to think positive and all those things. And sometimes, seemingly for many of us, it doesn't work as well as we'd like, or it all the time, perhaps. So this is one way to help move that along, so that when you are consciously attracting what you want in your life, then it really adds power to it, because your subconscious is really what's driving the bus. You may consciously want a great relationship with yourself and with others and with the universe. However, oftentimes we have that little subconscious thoughts in there that keep perhaps blocking us or not aligned with what we want. So that's the concept of bubble talk. That's why I call it that. So we have talked many times on these power hours about relationships, and one of the calls that I did a couple of months ago, we talked about there are three different kinds of relationships you can have. You can have a relationship with yourself, you have a relationship with others, and then your relationship to your source, or we can call God, or universe, or higher power, or great spirit, or energy, whatever you want to call that. And So we talked a lot last time about others, other relationships, and we're going to do that a little bit tonight too, but I really wanted to first focus on that relationship with yourself. So that's what I'd like to start with, is the relationship with you, with yourself. When you look in the mirror, what do you see? And what do you hear? And what do you know? So the first thing I'm going to do is I want to do a little survey. So first of all, go ahead and get your pencils and pens out if you can and write these things down. And what we're going to do, again, if you're not able to write right now, you can listen to the recording. Everybody who registered, you're going to get the recording. And we also send the recording out on Facebook as well. So I invite all of you to join the Facebook groups that we have for Essence of Being and EOB so that you can be kept in the loop of what we're doing here so you can listen to these recordings. If you registered for this call tonight, you will automatically get the recording so that you can go back and listen to it again and do this paperwork if you can't do it now, okay? So without further ado, I want to just go into a little survey for yourself. And what I mean by that is I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to just do a stream of consciousness writing. In other words, don't try to edit it. Don't think about it. Don't try to figure it out. Just write down the first things that come up for you. So be very free-flowing and stream of consciousness with this. And somebody has some background noise. If you could hit *6 or mute yourself, please, so that we don't hear your background noise. I hear somebody driving or something or some kind of background noise. So please mute yourself or hit *6, okay? Great, thanks. So here we go. So this first one is, I completely love and approve of myself. Is that true or false? Yes or no? And these are going to be basically yes or no questions, okay? And then I want you to rate yourself as well. In other words, yes or no, and then 1 through 10. So 1 being absolutely not, 10 being absolutely 100%. So I completely love and approve of myself. Yes or no, 1 through 10. And the second one is, I embody all the same qualities I desire in a partner. Yes or no? 1 through 10. I embody all the same qualities I desire in a partner. And number 3. I get the respect I deserve from my peers, my partners, and my employers or employees. Yes or no? I get the respect I deserve from my peers, my partners, and my employers or employees. And you can go ahead and rate yourself 1 through 10 with each of those, because you might feel like you get respect from your peers, but maybe not your partner. Or maybe you get respect from your employees or your employers, but not your peers. So go ahead and rate each one of those, peers, partners, employees slash employers. And then 4 is, I am able to ask for what I want. Yes or no? I'm able to ask for what I want. And then 1 through 10, rate yourself. 1 being not at all, 10 being totally. And 5, I receive without feeling obligated. Yes or no? And 1 through 10. Number six, I experience joy, happiness, and satisfaction in my career. Yes or no? 1 through 10. And number seven is, I experience joy, happiness, and satisfaction in my personal life. Yes or no? 1 through 10. And the next one is, I am myself while increasing my intimacy threshold. In other words, I can be intimate with people and be myself. Yes or no? 1 through 10. And then the next one. I know I deserve to have it all. Yes or no? 1 through 10. Okay. So just look at those. See how you rated yourself. And that'll give you a clue as to how you treat yourself. Because the relationship that you have with yourself reflects on everything that you do and everyone that you meet and everything that you experience and every person. So if you didn't write them down, I'm going to repeat them one more time so you can hear what they are. The first one was, do I completely love and approve of myself? The next one was, I embody all the same qualities I desire in a partner. And the next one is, I get the respect I deserve from my peers, partners, and employees/employers. Next one is, I'm able to ask for what I want. And the next one is, I receive without feeling obligated. And the next one is, I experience joy, happiness, and satisfaction in my career. And the next one is, I experience joy, happiness, and satisfaction in my personal life. And the next one is, I can be myself while increasing my intimacy threshold. And in other words, I can be myself while being intimate with others. And the last one was, I know I deserve to have it all. So just notice where you may have said yes or no, and then notice where you put yourself on the scale, 1 through 10. And that's going to give you a clue as to how you treat yourself and how what you believe about yourself. Because, again, like I said, you will reflect and project these inner feelings about yourself onto other people. And even to God, universe, great spirit. So what I'd like to do is if anybody wants to share one or two, I can talk about that. And then I want to help us move through anything that you might have put, you know, lower on the scale. So anybody want to share something they put lower on the scale? And whoever's driving, I can hear your turn signal, so please mute yourself.
I put, I receive without feeling obligated very low, that's one, and then the respect, I feel everything is pretty low. It's kind of an eye-opener. I completely love myself, I thought I did until I thought about it, and I feel that now it's low.
Oh, well, the intention of these calls are not to make you feel bad, honey, but I do want to say that the intention of all of this work that we do together, whether we're in person doing the workshops or seminars or just on these calls, is to definitely help you become more aware so that you can be more empowered. Because if you don't have everything in your life that you want right now, then there are reasons for that. And so what this helps you do is to identify perhaps things you don't sit around thinking about this stuff. You don't, you know, necessarily sit down and write down, gee, I know I deserve to have it all today, so I'm going to think about that some more. So you don't really consciously go day to day thinking about it. So this is what it's meant to do, is to bring out things that are subconscious that you don't even know is there sometimes. You're not even conscious of it. And it's to bring that up so that you can look at it and say, wow, I know this is exactly what's happening in my life, and now I can do something about it because now I'm aware of it. So the point of being able to dig deep and go into these spaces and go into your subconscious with this and just identify things, it's freeing in one way. It's not meant to pull your vibration down. It's meant to actually help you bring your vibration up so that you can do something about it, so that you can have a focus of what it is that you really want. So the part about receiving without feeling obligated is very common for a lot of people, and I teach this stuff all around the world. And the thing about receiving is a very, very big, people have, in my opinion and my experience over the last 35 years of doing this, is that people definitely have this block to receiving at times because it's socially acceptable not to receive. But I put out to all of you tonight that it is spiritually inappropriate not to receive. And to receive whatever it is, money, love, friendship, kindness, stuff, whatever it is, compliments, to receive that with an open heart and know that when you receive it, you're actually giving something back to that other person who's giving it to you. And in our workshops, of course, we do a lot of work around receiving, especially in our graduate level work. But receiving is sometimes, we've been taught it's better to give than receive, right? We've been taught it's better to be humble. And it's not about boasting. It's not about saying, hey, look at me. Look at all the stuff I have, or look at what I can do or who I am. It's about opening your heart to be able to receive the love that you deserve, the abundance. Allowing that to come to you actually gives something back at the same time. Because in my world, giving and receiving is exactly the same energy. And when you give someone a gift and they say thank you and they receive it, it makes you feel great. It's, wow, that gave me something. I really wanted to give them that. And so they are absolutely able to give you something back when you give them something. So the same thing goes for you. When you receive, you don't owe anybody anything. But see, we've been taught that if we receive something from someone, a lot of times it does have strings attached. And we learned that at a very young age for most of us. And so because of that, maybe our experience has been that, where we had to, there was some kind of a string attached. Yeah, I'll receive it, but I know I've got to give something back now. Now I feel obligated. But see, having that feeling can absolutely block you receiving it. Having that feeling of I've got to give something back now can absolutely put up in a subconscious level not to receive. Can you see how that works? Do you understand?
I do.
Okay. Okay, good. Good. So it'll sink in if you listen to this again about that. And thank you for sharing that, because it's very common for a lot of people. And that's what you feel about yourself. If that's the kind of relationship that you have with yourself, is I don't deserve to receive, or if I do, I have to give something back, that can be really tiring. If you look at it as, wow, I'm receiving, and that is really empowering to me, and I don't have to do anything for anybody else in order to receive that. I'm giving back just by receiving it. I don't owe anybody anything. Now, if you want to give somebody something because it makes you feel good, that's great. But feeling obligated can absolutely set you up to block your receptivity. And like I said, we go into that a lot in our live, in our seminar, our workshops, and our programs. We really get you in through that. So what I'd like to do, any of you who have, maybe you had some low numbers there, or maybe you didn't, I'm going to do a little meditation. And I don't do meditations on these calls very often, but I feel like it's really important that I do that, because especially when we're talking about relationship with ourselves, because a lot of us, I feel, are could be looking for a sense of belonging, a sense of awareness, wanting to have a sense of oneness, wanting to have some kind of connection, a sense of connection, and a sense of validation. But you have to be mindful about validation. Many of us search, right, for that validation that we already have within ourselves. But you even want to have your existence validated as well. It's like some of us may want to even validate why we're even here. Many of us could be walking around with a feeling that we are the shadow, that we are the illusion, that we are the negative thing, that we're outside of ourselves. And those of us who live that way, believe this way about ourselves, we're going to continue to struggle. We're going to continue to search for something on the outside that we feel we cannot have. So this meditation hopefully will allow us to, I just want us to feel good about who we are and have a relationship with ourselves and to shift that. And then I'm going to give you some tools around that. And then we're going to go to the other part, which is relationships to others, okay? So this is going to help us connect to ourselves. And if you're driving, you might want to stop, because this is a meditation. So if you would, you can just put your phone down, put it on a speaker if you want. Just take a deep breath, close your eyes. I want you to be able to feel this connection that we bring to you in this very moment. Sit quiet in your mind. Allow yourself to float on this journey with me now. And ease your questions, ease your thoughts, ease your need for validation. Just ease your need for confirmation. Ease your need. Slow yourself down. Slow your thinking processes. Take another deep breath. And envision yourself on this magic carpet. And see the colors that appeal to you on this magic carpet. And the colors, they mean many, many things. And as you're lying on this magic carpet, it sings to you. It breathes new life into you. It vibrates a hum of knowing through you. It raises you. And as you connect with you, you're feeling you're weightless, selfless, and you become part of this carpet. And this carpet is the vibration of all that is. This carpet becomes all of you. Gather what you must from each other now. Gather your songs within each other's songs. See the melody that you are humming with each other, creating a symphony. And you are part of the symphony. You are the symphony and you are the individual note. And as you're lying on this carpet, one with all that is, identify your shape as the note within the symphony and choose which shape, which note to hum. You may take this feeling of this oneness, of this note, with your magic carpet ride wherever you may choose. Feel the aliveness of this meaning. Feel this in a way that you've never felt before. Feel the way of this wave. Feel the fibers within this note. Feel the affections that you feel for yourself. Now that you are self within this note, this song, know this is the note. You vibrate when you float around. And you bump up against each other. And you pluck each other's heartstrings. These symphonies are playing. You all have the abilities to be able to see each other's notes. You all have the ability to be able to pluck these heartstrings. And as you pluck them all together in a group, it makes a symphony. And just feel that symphony together with all of your ancestors, with all of your friends, with all of your family, with all on this call, with all connected. You're creating a symphony. And slowly come back. Come back from the magic carpet. Come back to your form. Come back to your bodies. Come back to your physical nature. Come back and follow my voice and come back. And you're feeling connected. Connected to yourself and connected to others. So this is a meditation to help you feel connected to yourself and others, to know that you are an individual note and that you have a unique vibration and a unique hum or tone or note. And when you bump up against people, you're plucking heartstrings. And when you pluck each other's heartstrings, it creates a symphony. And the idea here is that you want to create a harmonious symphony and know that we're all in this together. So you can take that magic carpet ride anytime you want, and you can listen to the recording and do it again and again and again. But know that when you are in the midst of perhaps chaos in your life, that you have this singular, unique note, and yet you're the entire symphony. That you can calm yourself to that unique note and take that magic carpet ride and become centered. So, anybody want to share anything before I go to the next part?
It did make me more aware that because of the connection, I kind of feel it's kind of a responsibility that affects others as well, whatever I do or think. It's vibration. It vibrates. So if it's positive, it vibrates to others. If it's negative, it vibrates to others as well. We affect each other, even though we might not realize it with our thoughts.
Absolutely.
Negativity and whatever.
Oh, that's perfect. Absolutely. Because we do have a vibration and it affects everything. And you're right. Even if you sit home alone in the dark, you still have an effect. And everything is sort of like a mobile, you know, one of those little mobiles that you put up in a baby's crib. Everything is connected. If you pull on one string, everything moves. So our heartstrings move with each other. So one of the tools I want to give you about having more compassion with yourself is, I've said this before, I love mirror work. So stand in front of that mirror, make it a ritual every morning, and look in that mirror and just look into the eyes of that little boy or that little girl inside of you and say, I love you 10 times. And say it like you mean it, even if you're not sure. And then once you've said it and looked into that little girl or little boy's eyes, go ahead and caress yourself. Caress your head and say, I love you. I love my face. I love you. I love my shoulders. I love you. I love my body. And just caress all the parts of you. Because your body is just your shell, but it's also your house. It's what is housing you right now. So be gentle and compassionate with yourself, inside and out. So that's a wonderful ritual to do every morning. I love you 10 times. And if it's hard for you to connect with your little inner child, put a picture of yourself when you were little up on the mirror and look into those little girls or little boys' eyes and see how innocent they are. And from that place, you could tell yourself the real truth about you is that you're innocent and that you are loved. And it's your job to do that for him or her and have compassion for yourself. So now let's go to others. I want to do another little stream of consciousness writing. This one is more stream of consciousness than the other one. I'm going to say a sentence, and I want you just to fill in the blank. So when I say my mother, if you didn't have a mom when you were growing up and you had a female caregiver, you can use the female caregiver. Or if you didn't have a father, you can use the any kind of male dominant caregiver that you had if you had a male figure in your life. But go ahead and use your mom and your dad if you grew up with one, okay? So here's the first thing I want you to do. Just stream of consciousness, write down whatever comes out of your, you know, don't think about it. Just write first things that come up. My mother treated my father. My mother treated my father, you can say like, And then it can just be one or two sentences or a couple of words, first things that come up. And then say, when I experienced that, in other words, when I experienced my mother treating my father like I felt, when I experienced my mother treating my father like that, I felt what? And then let's go to the other person. My father treated my mother like, or my father treated my mother. Whoever just joined us, could you please mute yourself, please? My father treated my mother like, and then when I experienced that, I felt, when I experienced my father treating my mother like that, I felt what? And then I want you to think back and just, again, stream of consciousness. The first time I felt that way was the first time I remember feeling that was if nothing pops in your head, that's okay. And then the last thing is, I believed I was what? I believed I was. Okay. So hopefully you wrote some things down that came up for you around this. And I want you to look at your answers and see any patterns that you see from your childhood and how you have treated others or have felt treated in other relationships that you've had throughout your life. And just notice Who have you projected those feelings on in your life? Who have you projected the feelings that you felt? Good, bad, or indifferent? Have you projected those onto your coworkers or your siblings or your friends or your bosses or your employees or your teachers or your mates or your lovers? Because, see, we're all mirrors for each other. So when you get into a relationship, I always say, look, if you want to grow and you really want to do some personal transformation, get into a relationship. For better or for worse, you're going to learn a lot about yourself. Because remember what I've always said, you know, you've heard this, and I'm sure many of us have experienced, the people that we get closest to can hurt us the most. Because we are projecting those feelings on to other people so we can look at it, so we can heal it. Because a lot of us, you know, we don't necessarily want to look at those kind of things in ourselves. So it could be a projection, things that we have felt about ourselves or things that we have projected onto other people because of what we have lived through in our life or experienced. We have certain expectations that we present to any new relationship that we have. So those are the things that are in your bubble. That's your bubble talk. If you came up with some things and you see a pattern there, or maybe you don't, but whatever came up there, just trust that perhaps that could be what's in your bubble around relationships, because we learn about these experiences. We learn about relationships at a very young age. And we keep projecting those same relationships and those same feelings that we have onto other people until we become aware of it. And then, if you're aware of it, you can do something about it. You can realize that it's not those other people at all. It's hard sometimes to look at ourselves and go, what is it that in us that we're creating these types of relationships over and over and over again? It could be because maybe we felt abandoned or not heard or shamed or guilty or scared or not wanted or judged or hurt or sad or jealous or angry or resentful. Or controlled. Or rejected. Or betrayed. So all of those feelings are very valid for anything that you wrote down is very valid because they're your feelings. But if they're the kind of feelings that you really don't want to keep recreating in your relationships, then just realize and notice, first of all, be aware of and identify that that is where it first came from. And that you can do something about it. You don't have to keep recreating the same types of projections onto other people. That you can shift them yourself. And know that that was then and this is now. These are not your parents. This is not your past. Because when you get into relationships with people, we bring a lot of past into it. And a lot of the time, it's really not that other person, it's a projection. Does that make sense, everybody?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, so what do you do about it, right? So if you found out some things tonight, or if you've done this before, this type of thing, or maybe you're working on your second level or 20th level or whatever it is, if you had anything outstanding still that you feel like you could still work through, well, I'm going to give you some tools on how to move through this. Because remember, what the Course in Miracles says is that whenever there's a lot of love present, everything unlike love comes up for the purpose of healing. Love can really bring up a lot of crap. The other thing I say is, hey, if you want to have a personal transformation, have a kid. They'll bring your crap up quicker than anything.
Oh, my God, that's so true.
It's true. You got little mini-me's there, you know. So they get to, and they, most of the time, they get to say back what you just said. And it's an eye-opener. It's like, what? So they're our teachers. Our kids are our teachers. But so are our relationships, our relationship with our kids. Friends, our relationship, they're all our teachers. They can teach us how we believe about ourselves and what we're projecting onto them. And when there's a lot of love present, everything unlike love comes up. So you have two choices. You can either heal it or keep recreating it. So here are a couple of tools that you can use when you're in a relationship with anybody. It doesn't have to be a love relationship. You use a lot of I statements. I feel. Instead of you make me feel. Or you did this to me. Because, again, those of you who have done Essence of Being and any of my other programs, you know if you start blaming other people, you're giving your power away. You're saying, I'm a victim and there's nothing I can do about it because you did this to me. You're making me feel this way. And so you feel powerless. So when you blame somebody else, you give your power away. So use the words I statements, I feel, I think. Another really great tool to use is the pattern interrupt. I've said this before as well. Use some type of sentence or a word that makes you laugh. So if you're in a relationship with your children, your parents, your lover, your friends, your teachers, coworkers, whatever, come up with a pattern interrupt. You have to interrupt the pattern. And what it looks like is if you start getting really bent out of shape about something and you feel yourself escalating to really getting frustrated with a person, just call out a pattern interrupt. And what that is you agree ahead of time. This obviously is somebody, you know, some you have to get their agreement that you're going to do this. And you call out a word or a sentence that makes you laugh. And it stops the escalation before it gets out of hand, before you say things you really don't mean. Or maybe you do mean it, but it's really not going to change anything. So you say that word or that sentence out loud, and you have the agreement that when one person does that, you both stop. You stop talking. As soon as someone calls that, you walk away, go to your corners, and you take 10 deep breaths. And after the 10 deep breaths, you come back. Most of it will be dissipated anyway because of the breathing. But when you come back, the person who called the pattern interrupt, you get to start first and you speak and you say, what I feel like saying is, and you say whatever it is you want to say. And then it's the other person's turn. And they get to say whatever they feel like saying. But you get to be heard, so you don't have a conversation about it. In other words, the person who calls the pattern interrupt gets to start first and say, what I feel like saying is, and that other person, all they do is listen. They don't interrupt you. They don't try to defend or justify or anything. They just listen. And then it's the other person's turn, actively listening. So you both feel heard. And it breaks the pattern. So you don't escalate it to a point where there's no return. Another great process is called the wet truth process. Now, this process you would do with your relationship, your intimate relationship. I wouldn't suggest doing this with anybody else. But it's called a wet truth process, where you get into the tub, get into a tub or a body of water, and get into the tub or the body of water naked. You're both naked. You're sitting together, knee to knee, and you do the what I feel like saying is. And one of you starts, the other one listens, and then it's the other person's turn. What I feel like saying is, I feel abandoned and not heard and shamed and guilty and scared and not wanted and judged and all those things. I feel like you don't hear me. I feel like I project all my crap onto you. And I'm working really, really hard and really, really, I don't want you to work hard, but I'm working on it to really not project onto you all those feelings that I've had when I was little. And I feel frustrated, you know, anything at all. And then it's the other person's turn. I call that the wet truth process because water is a conductor and it is fluid and it actually brings out emotion. So you can tell your truth. And that's the other tool, is to say, for me, the truth is. For me, the truth is whatever it is. Nobody can argue that. Nobody can tell you that's not your truth. So you can tell your truth without fear. And the last part is have empathy. Empathy for all your relations, all your relationships. In other words, you can say things like, I understand. I know that you might feel this way. I bet you feel this way. I can't imagine how you feel. I can only imagine you must have had a bad day today. Putting yourself in the other person's shoes. That'll go for miles right there. And it'll create a more harmonious relationship. So I hope that you got something out of this, and I have some home play for you. I want you to catch your thoughts. I want you to catch your thoughts and your words. Catch yourself. What are you saying to yourself? What are you thinking about yourself? And have compassion for yourself and others. But it's got to start with compassion for you first. Because if you beat yourself up and you're the least compassionate with yourself, it's going to bleed over and project onto other people. Does anybody have anything they want to share or any questions before I announce what's coming up?
Hi, you mentioned there are recordings you can access after.
Yes. Did you register for the the call tonight? Did you register?
Yeah, I did.
Online? Okay, then you're going to automatically get that. So anybody who registered online for it, you're going to be sent an email with a recording of it. And also we're going to have it on our Facebook groups as well. So hopefully you guys are on our EOB Facebook groups or Essence of Being Facebook groups, and we will post the recordings there as well. But those of you who registered will automatically get one in the next day or so. It'll either be tomorrow or the next day. You'll get the recording.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And by the way, look for an email anyway. If you've registered, be looking for an email with the recording on it. Little freebies I give you, because I really appreciate your time getting on the calls, and hopefully you got some kind of power from it, or empowerment, or some ahas. Or I invite all of you to come to our next Essence of Being is coming up next weekend in Florida, in Fort Lauderdale, July 29th through the 31st. I invite you to come and play with us in person live for 3 days. The next one that we're doing in this country will be in Atlanta, October 7th through the 9th. So those are the two Essence of Beings, and that's our flagship workshop. Those of you who have done Essence of Being and you haven't done our graduate level Passionate Manifestation, which is all about receiving and all about expressing your passion and how to manifest in the world, you're in luck. We're having our next one in August 12th through the 14th, and that is in Atlanta. And then we're having another one August 26th through the 28th in Florida. So it is a Passionate Manifestation month in August, because our Pinnacle Advanced Class Mastery will be coming up in November, and I only do that every 2 to 3 years. So you're in luck. This year, it is November. Goodness, I don't have the dates in front of me. But anyway, it's coming up in November, the beginning of November. So invite you to take all of those classes, because they are on top of each other. In other words, once you take Essence of Being, then you can take Passionate, then you take Mastery. And there's a lot of other programs available for you. But I'm just really thrilled that you can be on the call tonight. And next Power Call we're going to do in August, something near and dear to my heart, it's going to be August 17th, which is, it's every third Wednesday of every month. And this topic is called How to Stay Positive in a Chaotic World. Because of all of the shootings and the mass craziness that's going on all around the world right now, sometimes I know for me, it can be a challenge to stay positive and to be out of fear, and to how do I live in this win-lose society that seemingly seems to be prevalent in the news? How do I play win-win? How do I stay positive in this world so that I can make a difference and shift the world? Because we really are on, we're definitely on a mission here to do that. So I invite you all to come back in August. And also you can listen to all of the Power Calls as well. You can go on to our essenceofbeing.com and just join our membership site, and you have access to all the Power Calls there too. So you can go to essenceofbeing.com and join our membership site, and you'll be able to have access to everything that we've talked about. Plus you can see all my blogs and all of those types of things. So I really invite you to stay connected and stay tuned and tapped in and tuned in. And before I end the recording, everybody from all around the country and all around the world, say good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You're wonderful. We love it.
You're welcome.
Bye.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Bert.
You're welcome.